We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Standing by on the West Tur Hotline, former Buffalo Bill and now Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Ross, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Always nice to have you on the show, sir. I hope you're doing well.
I am doing awesome. It's always good to talk with the two of you. It's always good to be on in Buffalo. It was incredible to be there Saturday night. I was like 95% ecstatic, 5% jealous that we didn't get to do stuff like that when I played up there. But it was amazing. I mean, I could not have been happier for all the people there. You know, when you're calling the game, you are an objective analyst, and I only root for close games. I'm like, in all sincerity, like, I root for close games and no overtime, so like I don't miss my flight or whatever to get back home or whatever I'm doing. I'll just say this. I didn't exactly mind that blowout. That one didn't really bother me too much. Certainly there's going to be a blowout. I was happy it was you know, the other thing is, so 95% of me was thrilled. I take it back. 2.5% of me was jealous that we didn't do that when I was a player up there. And 2.5% was wishing I could be out in the stand drinking my face off, going crazy like Fitzpatrick was.
You stole my question. I was going to ask you, that's the 5%. You wanted to be there shirt off with the fans going nuts.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely would not have done the shirt off. I went to Princeton, the number one school in the country. I didn't go to a slacker school like Harvard. You know, I think guys that go to second-rate institutions like Harvard maybe do galactically stupid things like that. But no, I mean, that place, it's funny because a year ago I did the Ravens game in the divisional round. And I'm telling you guys, I don't remember thinking that Ralph Wilson Stadium when I played, I remember thinking it was loud, but I don't remember thinking it was like as loud as Kansas City or whatever. But, you know, I'm skewed because I was on offense. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
right.
When it got really loud, I was on the bench, meaning, but when you play like an away game, they're yelling when I'm on offense and I'm trying to concentrate and you're like, holy crap, these people are loud. But a year ago against Baltimore, that was the loudest 6,500 people I've ever heard in my life. When Johnson had that pick six against Lamar Jackson, I mean, that was insane. But Saturday night, that's about as loud as I've ever heard it. And I mean, I had multiple Bills fans that I'm friends with and I text, and they were saying it was their favorite environment for a game since like 91. I mean, it was just a really, really special night for a lot of people.
You know, as you're doing the game there, obviously, Jeremy and I were just talking about it. Some people have referred to it as the perfect game because the offense went 7-for-7 and had never been done before what they did. As you were watching the game unfold, what are your thoughts about what you were seeing from Josh Allen in that game, in a playoff game, against New England and Belichick and all those storylines rolled into everything that was going on Saturday night?
Yeah, I mean, it's insane what the Bills did offensively. I mean, I don't really remember them having very many third downs.
Right.
Josh is incredible. I think I tweeted during the game that Browns and Jets fans should demand an investigation into how their teams took Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold instead of Josh. And I know why. He didn't have a good completion percentage. I'm just kidding. But still, in hindsight, it just seems so silly. I mean, he's got – Greg Cosell said it, the 42-year NFL Films veteran who does the NFL matchup show. He was on my podcast already, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast this morning. And he said this before, but he said it again. Josh Allen has the greatest skill set and is the most physically gifted quarterback in the history of the league, which is like, you think, what? Come on, no. But then, I mean, he's huge. He's crazy fast. And multiple people have said he's got the strongest arm they've ever seen. So it is kind of weird in hindsight that, like, multiple teams passed on him, but nobody really knew that you could improve your completion percentage this much. I didn't think it was possible, but he did it. So kudos to the Bills and Josh for figuring out how to do it.
Ross Tucker with us, Odyssey NFL Insider. Ross, we wanted to talk about Casey as well. Jeremy, you want to get something in? I didn't know if
I just wanted to pick up on the Allen point, yep. Ross, you know. So now it's Kansas City. You know, it's a team they have beaten. And if we're talking about Allen, I think the only thing that stops him from getting the highest tier or people keeping him just out of, like, Rodgers, Brady, Mahomes, is that every once in a while, I heard Colin Cowherd refer to it as bad rounds. He has bad rounds or bad fights. And occasionally Allen has had those earlier in the season. So I guess what does he have to do? What does the offense have to do to prevent those from showing up? Obviously, in these very important games down the stretch, you know, during the season, a lot of people thought the run game would be the thing to protect against that, and it seems that the Bills have found that at the right time.
Yes. So a couple things, Jeremy. Number one, by the way, like, I didn't say this during the game, but one last point I wanted to make about Saturday night. I feel like if I was Belichick, I would have turned my genius on at some point. You know what I mean? Like, if you're a football defensive whiz and genius, might want to hit the switch on that one. Might want to turn that one on. You're kind of getting embarrassed on national TV. But anyway, that just makes it so much sweeter what they were able to do. But, Jeremy, you're right. I mean, Josh Allen is the reason why the Bills are where they are. He's also, on some level, the reason why this game is in Kansas City and the Bills aren't the number one seed. You know, the defense has been very good. They have gotten the running game going to give them a little bit more support recently, which is big, but he had some bad games. And it's interesting because if the game was in Buffalo, I would feel so strongly that the Bills are going to win. Kansas City really makes it a toss-up for me, the fact that the game is there. And, you know, Josh was unbelievable earlier in the year in Kansas City. But he had some – like, that Jaguars game was horrible. I mean, he had some bad games, and it's the reason why, even though I think he's got MVP-caliber skills, and he had 42 touchdowns this year combined, running and passing, he also has some throws where you're like, what's he doing? I mean, he's got some turnovers that you just can't have, some bad games that you can't have. And, you know, it's a shame. It's why the Bills don't have the number one seed or they're not whatever. But I guess it doesn't really matter as long as he doesn't do that now.
Ross, with this game, we were curious. I wanted to get an offensive lineman's perspective on the Bills. I know we'll talk about Allen and Mahomes and Kelce and Hill. But their defensive line, the last time the Bills played the Chiefs in Week 5, they didn't have Ingram yet, and Chris Jones didn't play, and they had Frank Clark. Now, they have those other components in there. What kind of challenges did those guys present up front to the Bills' offensive line?
Yeah, it makes a big difference. They also blitz a lot, by the way. But Chris Jones is the key guy there and going to be a handful for Bates and Williams inside. He's probably the second best interior rusher in the league behind Aaron Donald. Just very, very valuable. And that's the thing. I mean, it's going to be crazy noisy. So the Bills are going to have to go with the silent count. So the offense will no longer really have the snap count advantage. You know, milliseconds as offensive linemen are critical, right? Like, the game up front is a game of initial quickness and how fast you get out of your stance when the ball snapped. And as an offensive player, you know what the snap count is. Like, that's your advantage. That's your edge. And yet they don't have that in Kansas City. And Kansas City's D-line has played much better. That, I think, is where Josh Allen sort of comes into play again, and Daboll to a lesser extent, giving him outlets to get rid of the ball. But Josh's mobility and his strength give him a chance. I mean, how about Josh Allen just shrugging off an NFL defensive tackle? Like,
yeah.
He just shrugged off Christian Barmore and kept running. Who does that? What quarterbacks just run right through an NFL D tackle?
It's a short list. Yeah, and in fact, right, I'm trying to remember what, forget it. My memory stinks. Hey, on the Mahomes and Kelce and Hill, Ross, I know you're an offensive guy, but I'm going to make you Leslie Frazier. So other than, like, holding them and illegally playing against them, what do you do with Kelce and Hill? And do you think stopping one guy is more of a priority than stopping the other guy?
Yeah, I mean, I think stopping Tyreek Hill is the priority. I think not allowing them to get a 70-yard touchdown is the priority. You know, you can still go ahead and Kelce can beat you, obviously, but you'd rather have them have to have a 7-to-10 play drive and hit Kelce for a few 15-yard plays. Mm-hmm. This is actually where I think the Bills really match up well with the Chiefs. The Bills' safeties are so good. I mean, I love those dudes. I love them as players. I don't know that I've even met either one of those guys, but they seem awesome. You know, when they yelled at Jerry Sullivan, that was hilarious. When he asked them the embarrassment question, like when they talk, like, I just, I love those guys, and I think they have a chance to match up on Kelce one-on-one, and they have a chance to make plays deep down the field. You know, the play of the game the other night, by far, was Micah Hyde's interception. I mean, that was an incredible play. I thought it was a touchdown for Aguilar, and that was a game-defining play for me. Those guys, the Bills' best players, all of them, but especially the safeties, are going to have to play their best game, and I think they will.
All right, Ross, there are three other games this weekend. Is there one that stands out to you? What other game do you think is the most interesting, intriguing from your standpoint?
To start in the AFC, for anyone saying that the Bills-Chiefs game is the de facto AFC championship, do you feel the same way, that whoever wins this game is likely to come out of the AFC?
I do. Now, look, the Titans have a formula to win, though, man. I mean, the Titans are going to run the rock. Their defense is legit. Their front four is really, really good. So the Titans can beat the Chiefs or the Bills. I mean, they beat them. They beat the Bills this year,
yep.
So they can win. But I do tend to think that the winner of Bills-Chiefs will go to the Super Bowl. I think they've got a pretty darn good shot, at least. I'm actually, you guys will appreciate this, I'm actually calling the Bucks-Rams game for Westwood One, and I could have tried to make a flight Sunday night to get home. I was like, no chance. I'm not missing a second of the Bills-Chiefs game. I'll do a 5 a.m. flight the next morning, but I'm not missing a second of Bills-Chiefs, which clearly to me is the best game of the weekend.
Yeah.
And then clearly the Bengals-Titans is probably the least interesting. I think Niners-Packers Saturday night should be awesome. I think my game, Rams-Bucks, should be awesome. I think those games are probably kind of even. I'm a little concerned that the Niners might just run out of steam. You know, what they had to do to beat the Rams to make the playoffs week 18, you know, the way that Cowboys game went down, getting Warner and Bosa beat up, I just think the Niners might kind of run out of steam, whereas I think the Rams have a legitimate chance against the Bucs. I mean, the Rams are I think, a really good team. The way Von Miller's playing right now, the thing is, it's like, I think it's going to be a close game. So, in the fourth quarter, I guess I always wonder about, like, the subconscious psychological stuff going on. Like, fourth quarter, close game, one team has Tom Brady, one team has Matthew Stafford. Like,
yeah.
You tell me who you think is going to win at that point. You know?
Yeah, like,
I mean, as good as the Rams are, you tell me who you think might make the critical error and who you think is going to make the right plays. I mean, it's just, I think even deep down in place they don't want to admit, the Rams players realize that. I mean, these guys have been watching Brady do it since they were in elementary school.
Yeah, for me, the Rams are super interesting, Ross. Like, they add Beckham, and that helps a lot. It helps them get through the loss of Robert Woods. Of course, Cooper Kupp's had a great season, and Cam Akers added into that lineup as well. The Rams, to me, are always the whole season have been a team that can be the best team in football, but they aren't. But they, you never know. Like, they only have to do it three more times, right? So I would not be shocked if they go into Tampa, but it does come down to trusting Matthew Stafford. When you look at the course of his season and how they've been offensively, what is it about Stafford that I guess, holds them back? Because he's got all the talent, right? He can make all the throws, and he's been a pretty prolific passer his entire career, and there were expectations when he went to L.A. he would take them to the next level, and yet here we are. They're about the same level.
Yeah, I think they got him to get to the next level in this game and to win a game like this. I think he's capable of it. It's somewhat similar to what we talked about with Josh in the sense that Stafford has, you know, two or three throws a game where you're kind of like, what is he doing? I mean, the last three games of the regular season, he had multiple turnovers in each one of those games. That's just not going to do it. That's not going to cut it. If he has multiple turnovers, they're done, because I doubt Brady will have many, if any. So I think that's the issue. You know, for all these guys, you mentioned Coward said bad rounds. You know, in life, everything. You guys on the radio, the reason why Howard's been on forever, like, it's consistency, right? Like, it's every day getting up and bringing the energy every day for you guys. For Brady and, you know, Mahomes and those guys, it's just the incredible Aaron Rodgers, the incredible consistency they have. You know, Josh Allen's not quite there yet. Matthew Stafford's never quite been there. Those guys have stronger arms. Those guys might have higher highs, but they're just not quite as consistent, which is ultimately usually what you need. Although, you know what, you can have a run, you can have some bad games during the year and then go on like a Flacco-esque playoff run, and maybe that's what Stafford or Josh Allen do.
Mr. Tucker, first, send me your name on Venmo. I'll send you some money for the nice compliment. But also get in a plug for your podcast so they can listen to your conversation with Greg Cosell.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I got a bunch of podcasts. I got a betting one called Even Money, if you guys are into that now that it's legal in New York State. I've got a fantasy one, Fantasy Feast. But I do the Ross Tucker Football Podcast every day. It's 30 minutes or less. I've got great guests. And if you want to hear a former Bill just telling you what's going on around the NFL while you're commuting or working out, if you're not listening to WGR, give me a chance. It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, anywhere podcasts are found. I appreciate that, Howard.
Our pleasure. Always nice to have you on the show, Ross. We're glad to see things are going really well in the broadcasting career, and enjoy Tampa.
Absolutely will do. Thank you for having me, and let's go, Buffalo.
There we go. That's it. Gotta love it. Thanks, Ross. Keep your shirt on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.